This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In recent years, we've checked in from time to time with Florida's citrus industry, hit by freezes, hurricanes, consumers who dropped orange juice from their morning routine, and there's the citrus greening disease, a bacteria spread by insects. But now a plot twist. People are eating more oranges and drinking OJ during the pandemic. Veronica Zaragovia reports.
As more people started staying home and worrying about their health in March due to COVID-19, Nikki Freed had a message.
I remind you that one of Florida's top commodities is packed with nutritional benefits. That's right, orange juice.
Holding a bottle of it in her left hand, the commissioner of Florida's Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services put out this social media ad.
To really encourage everybody to buy fresh from Florida, Florida-grown orange juice.
For years, sales have declined as sports drinks and other fruit juices have become more popular, says Shannon Shepp, the citrus department's executive director.
We weren't the it juice, you know, we just weren't the trend.
Since January, the department has been promoting orange juice using digital ads.
100% orange juice has many of the essential nutrients you need without other ingredients you don't. Yes, you could say it's the original wellness drink.
The National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health, a division of NIH, says there is no scientific evidence that vitamin C can prevent or cure COVID-19. But during the pandemic, Shep says consumers seem to be coming back.
They're finding things that are comfortable to them.
In April, retail sales of orange juice spiked by about 50% compared with the same four-week period in 2019. Florida resident Jody Old slices a grapefruit. She says the juice has too much sugar, so she and her husband have been buying more of the fruit lately.
They're just fabulous, and that's how we've been adding to our vitamin C and trying to increase it during this health problem.
Old shops at Schacht Groves in Vero Beach. Owner Louis Schacht says his April orange shipments to customers' homes tripled from April of last year.
To say that it was significant is an understatement. It was a large increase in demand.
Big enough, he says, to offset the lost sales to closed down restaurants. In Miami, I'm Veronica Zaragovia for Marketplace.